We continue our learning Le'ilei Nishmas Davim and Menacharush and Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu wearing ksuvos Perek Dalet Mishnah Ches. One of the Tanai ksuba is that if a man's wife is taken captive amongst non-Jews, the husband has the obligation to ransom her. The only difference is that if the husband is the Yisrael, and we know this already, he can take her back as his wife. If the husband is a Kohen, so she goes back to her father's house. They cannot stay married because she has the status now of a Zona. Even if she was violated by Ones, nonetheless, they cannot stay married. Says the Mishnah, Lo kasavla im tishtavoy efrikinich va'usvinich lila intu. Remember, the ksuba is written in Aramaic. So this is a phrase that's supposed to be written in the ksuva, which is im tishtavoy, if you're taken captive, from the word shvuya, efrikinich, I will be porek you, I will redeem you, I'll unload you literally, I'll bring you back, va'usvinich li le'intu, I'll take you back as my wife, uva kohenes, and she's a she's married to a kohen, ahadrinich limdintich, I will bring you back, hadar is like the word chazar, I'll bring you back to your medina, meaning to a father's house. So this is what normally is written in the ksuba. If it's a wife of a kohen, so then he would write, if you're taken im tishtavoy, if you're taken captive, I'll make sure you go back to your father's house. If the husband is a non-Kohen, he would write, im tishtavoy, efrikinich vosvinich lilintu, I will ransom you and bring you back to as my wife. So either way you say efrikinich, if you're taken captive, I will redeem you. The only question is it vosvinich lilintu, take you back as a wife, or by a kohenes, adrinich limdintich, I'll return you to your medina. If this was not written in the ksuva, lo kasavla, if you didn't write this in the ksuva, nonetheless, chayav, shu tanai based in. This is a tanai based in. It's built in. The husband has to do it, even if it's not written in the ksuva. Perek, dalin, mishnah, test. Nishbeis chayav livdosa. We know if a woman's taken captive, we already said the husband has the obligation to ransom her. Vim amar, let's say the husband said, haregi ta uksuvasa. You know what? I'm not going to ransom you. I'm going to give you your get. You'll now have the ksuva. Tiftes atzma, use the kesef ksuva to redeem yourself. Eino rashai. He's not allowed to do so. He cannot exempt himself from pidyon. Why? Because he became chayv to be podehar from the moment she was taken captive. And that's a part of the Tanai Ksuba. That's what we discussed already. That taken captive for the based on the pirkona is because of the peros he gets to eat. He's been eating those peros for a long time. So he obviously has the obligation to be podehar to ransom her. Let's say Lux, let's say his wife gets sick. So chayv. Liraposa, the husband is obligated to pay for medical bills. That's part of mizonos. Remember, she gives him maisei adayim. In return, he gives her mizonos. Mizonos includes shelter and includes clothing, obviously includes food, but it also includes refuah, includes medication and making sure that she is cured. Amar, let's say the husband said to the wife, Hare gitok suvasa, she got sick, and he says, here's your get. And here's the ksuva, megarishu, and you're going to get the kesef ksuva, and terapes atzma. So use that money and heal yourself with the kesef ksuva. This, the Mishnah says, rashai. This is allowed to do. When the case of shvuya to ransom yourself, here I'm giving you a get your divorce, use the ksuva money to do so. He cannot do that. He's been eating peros all the time. He's obligated to ransom her. But when it comes to healing, he's able to do so. Why? Since the chiyuv ripui of his wife paying for medical bills is included in mizonos. So the rule is that as long as they're still married, yes, he's obligated to give her mizonos. But once he is megarishar, he's patra from that. A person doesn't have to, is not chayiv to give mizonos to his grusha. Different, though, is the case of shvuya. Because the moment she was taken captive, that chiyuv of ransoming her already kicked in, as opposed to here, where he has to give him his onus as long as they're married, but he has the right to divorce her. And the same way, if he has the right to divorce her, we don't say, well, you can't divorce her because you have to pay for his onus because she's hungry. No, we could divorce her, and then she uses the kesef ksuva mizonos. Same thing if she's sick. If refu is included in mizonos, it works the same way. He divorces her. She uses the money to buy mizonos. She uses the money to heal herself. Now, Tosis explains the difference as follows. remember that mizonos is in place of maisa yadayim. And so if that's the case, the so what's the halacha? So he, the maisa yadayim, we've said in the past that maisa yadayim works a little bit differently. You see, when it comes to maisa yadayim, which are her earnings, so he gets her earnings. She gets mizonos in return. So it could be he's been profiting from her earnings. That's fine. But she's also been getting mizonos. She hasn't been starving for several years already. Till she got sick, he's been paying for mizonos. So that relationship has been there. So therefore, he can say, guess what? I'm divorcing you now. I gave you plenty of mizonos. And now I'm going to, and I got maisa yadayim now. I'm going to divorce you. And now you're going to use a maisa yadayim for yourself. And you feed yourself. And you pay for medical bills yourself. But to say to her, well, you know what? I'm giving you your get and your ksuva and redeem yourself from captivity. That he can't do one out. Because remember, we said pirkona is tachas peros. Ransoming her is in place of the fact that he's eating the peros from any property that she has. So he's able to get profit from that. He gets the peros from that. So, and he's been eating those peros for several years now. And now she's taken captive. What's he going to do? Say, well, now, here's the ksuba money. I'm divorcing you. Redeem yourself. She's never gotten anything in return for the peros that he's been eating. It's only that one time. It's that ransom. So in the discussion, whether he has to ransom her again, if she's taken captive again. But the bottom line is, she got no payment regard for the peros, for that reciprocal relationship. And therefore, the Gemara says, in ksuvas andaf nun beis. So that's the difference. The way the Tosus explains it, that's why, of course, he has to ransom her and cannot divorce her and give her the ksuba money. The Rambam writes the following: Aisha shel chalsa, a woman who got sick, chay of the rapos osa ad shetavri. He, the husband, is obligated to ensure that she is healed, she's cured, until everything's fine, she's back to normal. Rosh ha'choli aroch v'yafsid mamon harbe l'refua. If he sees, well, this is a chronic disease or whatever, it's taking a long time, and he's going to lose a lot of money paying for all these medical bills. V'amalan says to her, harei ksuv asich munachas, you have your ksuba, o rafoy atzmech miksuv asich, either use the ksuba money to heal yourself, o hareini migar sheikh v'no in ksuva v'holech, or I'm going to divorce you, and then you have no choice but to use the ksuba to do that. A showman, all we listen to him. But the Rambam writes, and this is in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Yedalin, v'ein ro'i lasos kein b'nei derech eretz. Not proper to do that. Derech eretz obviously would be that he does not divorce her, he does not require to use the ksuba money to heal her. He keeps her around, and they stay married, and he pays for it. Now, according to the Ravid, the Mishnah is speaking about a case where the woman is what we call Eina Mutela Salamita. She's not confined to her bed. But if you were, and that's where we say, oh, he's allowed to give her, say, Hare Gito Ksuvasa and Terape Esatzma. Mishnah says, Rashai, that's okay. But if she's confined to bed, the husband can't say, Hare Gito Ksuvasa, Terape Esatzma. How do you know that? So he brings a raya from the following in the Sifri. The Pasuk in Parshas Ki Tsetzeh regarding, it says, V'shilachta l'nafsha. She is sent out on her own. So what do we learn from there? Melamed, says the Ravid, Shem hoysa chola mamtin lo ad shetavri. If she gets sick, you have to wait till she's healed. V'rezeh kava chomer levenos Yisrael. And certainly it's true. If when we're talking about Benos Yisrael, Shema Yisham Utela Salamita, if a woman is confined to her bed, she ain't a chol garsha. So what is Elavadai, a Mishnah Seinu Bikagon, She'ena Mutela Salamita? Obviously, the Mishnah is dealing with a case where she is not confined to bed. So what does this mean? What's the context of this pasuk Shilach Tol Nafsha? So this is the beginning of Parshas Ki Tsetzeh. In the context of the Eishes Yifas Toar, this is a non-Jewish woman that this soldier finds at war, and he takes her in for 30 days. Vigil Chosro Show. We know the parsha. So what does it say there? So she cries for her mother and father Yerech Yamim. Then he takes her as a wife. V'haya iblo chafatz tabav. He doesn't desire to stay with her. V'shilachta linafsha. He sends her away. So this is a non-Jewish woman. So what do you learn from me? The Sefer Sifri. we learn that if she's a chola, he's not allowed to send her away until she becomes healed. So that's what it means, kal vachomer levenos Yisrael. So therefore, says the Ravid, aha, if you're telling me that's true when it comes to a non-Jewish, when we have to keep her around, she's confined to bed, and so, and that's true, certainly for a Jewish woman. So if she's obviously confined to bed, he cannot be megarishar. So our Mishnah therefore must be dealing with, according to the Ravid, a woman who is not mutela salamita. And that's why the Mishnah says, terape esatzma and rashai, that's okay. But if she's confined to bed, he would not have the right to divorce her at all.